Gister was sneldeel 4, die langste sneldeel van die 2022 Dakar ren en was 'n tuimeltruin van emosies. Die sneldeel was 707 km lank met 'n sneltrajek van 465 km. Een oomblik het dit gelyk of die Jota Gazoo Racing se Henk Later gaan en Brett Cummings hulle eerste Dakar sneltrajek gaan wen. Die volgende oomblik toe breek hulle agterste wiel naaf en hulle verloor 5.5 ure. Yazid Al-Rajhi en sy Toyota Hilux bakkie het toe begin feesvier oor sy oorwinning net om daarna te hoor dat hy beboet word met 2 minute. Dit het beteken dat die Toyota Gazoo Racing se Nasser Al-Attiyah Mathieu Belmol die sneltrajek gewen het. Nasser is nog steeds die algehele voorloper met 38 minute oor Sebastian Loeb. Jadiel de Villiers was 6de en Shamir Variawa en Dani Stas het was op 'n missie, maar toe begin hulle probleme. Hulle was 25ste vir die dag, Shamir vertel.
We started off and we had an excellent run. The first stint, we overtook 4 or 5 cars, and then we had a puncture, and then from there the little niggles, and we couldn't get the wheel off, the stud couldn't come off, and then small things, and we lost a lot of time like that, you know. So let's see tomorrow, I hope it will be better. Yeah, we're still fighting.
Die vinnigste Century Racing CR6 was gister Chris Visser en Rodney Burke. Hulle het 30ste begin en 14de geëindig, dit met 'n gebuigde keerplaat, nadat hulle vasgesit het op 'n duin en 'n papwiel gehad het. Brian Baragwana was 20, Skalkburger het veilig gespeel en 54ste klaargemaak, maar Ernest Robert het 'n mik gebreek. Daniel Schroeder en Ryan Bland is dankbaar dat hulle die sneltrajek kon klaarmaak. Hulle was 39ste, Ryan vertel.
Today was a hard day. We played it safe, so many crashes. The first 100 k's were so sketchy. Just massive ruts and river crossings that weren't marked. Lots of rocks and flat out. We had some stress in the end. Obviously with all the rocks, we had some punches. And 60 k's from the end, we were in a rocky riverbed. I mean, like really enduro-style rocky bed. And we had another puncher for the day. So yeah, we had no spares left and we were in the middle the rocks, so really stressing about getting out the stage safely. Anyway, all good.
Na eergister se rol en uitdagings moes Jeff Minnett en Siegfried Tresau in hulle self-racing Can-Am ongelukkig van die ren onttrek. Nou oor na Steffi Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
The highs and lows of the Dakar Rally continue to keep us on the edge of our seats on stage 4. The longest stage of the year scrambled up the top elite riders in a ding-dong battle. The gauntlet has been thrown down. Ross Branch finished in position 14, but not where he had hoped for.
It was a long stage today, but quicker than I thought it was going to be. It was really fast and not so much navigation. So, yeah, it was not the position I was hoping to be in, but at least I didn't make any mistakes and we didn't lose too much time to the leaders. So we're in it for another day tomorrow and looking forward to it. We're in a good starting position. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day and thank you all for the support.
Rising star Brad Cox finished in 18th position and 23rd overall. An incredible ride today. Walter de Blanche had an emotional day and he tells us why.
Today was a really nice day. Started really well. Loved it. So yeah, I'm glad it's the end of day 4. As most of you know, 2017 Dakar was day 4 that had a mechanical and had to withdraw from the race. So yeah, today was very emotional for me. I won't lie when I say I had a couple of tears in my helmet today. I'm super stoked to have finished this day. For me, mentally, it's such a big achievement. So, but thank you very much for all the support. Let's get to the rest day and let's tackle day 5 tomorrow.
Our other riders had a solid day and another long stage awaits for the bikes. 345 kilometers of difficult navigation, stony areas through canyons and level 1 and 2 dunes to the end of the stage.
Ek is Jeanette van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.